Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Showing off if you're a chief executive has never been harder. The traditional ways of flaunting it are out. Conspicuous consumption is not only vulgar, but a public relations catastrophe, given that the average CEO in the US now earns 335 times the wage of the average worker. Bragging about how much you spend is so taboo that chief executives have started talking about how little they spend. Bill Gates, who's worth about $80 billion, likes to tell people about his $10 watch. Equally, Lloyd Blankfein goes out of his way to show everyone what the Goldman Sachs chief wears on his wrist, a humble swatch. The second traditional way of showing off, through golf, is also not what it once was. CEOs still like to play, but in a workaholic age don't go on about it in the way they used to. Jamie Dimon doesn't play golf at all, and Warren Buffett has joked that he'd be lucky to break 100. It used to be thought that good golfers made good executives, but now academic research tells us the reverse. CEOs who spend a lot of time on the golf course should keep quiet about it, as the lower the handicap, the worse the company performance. Trying to impress by the size of your charitable donations is still acceptable, only for most CEOs it's hard to pull off. When Mr. Gates has given $27 billion, and even the relatively stingy Michael Dell has given more than $1 billion, it's impossible for a bog-standard CEO on a mere eight-figure salary to compete. So how are they to do it? Fortunately, there's a new way for CEOs to say mine's bigger than yours. It's done through what they're reading. McKinsey has just asked 14 chief executives which books they'll be taking to the beach this year, and the result is one of the most naked displays of one-upmanship I've ever seen. When I was at university, we used to wander around clutching copies of Proust in French, but we had the excuse of being insecure and 19. These men are grown up and successful and have given their lives to selling something to make money, yet want to be known for what they aspire to read on the 2 weeks a year when they aren't doing that. It's almost tragic. The McKinsey list is kicked off by Dominic Barton, the consulting firm's CEO, who claims his holiday reading matter will include 4 unfun volumes, something on the Medicis, something on China, a thumbsucker on Europe, and The Seventh Sense by Joshua Cooper Ramo. Reid Hoffman takes it one step further with 6 books on markets, politics, genes, and the world at large, and also The Seventh Sense. Various themes emerge. The books must be varied, mainly recent. A mixture of history, tech, and biography is essential. A novel is okay so long as it's obscure, difficult, or literary enough. The CEO of Corning says he's planning to tackle Marilyn Robinson's entire Gilead trilogy. My favourite selection is from Risto Sillasmaa at Nokia, who asserts he'll be reading, as well as obscure books on energy, intelligence, etc., the Chinese folktale of Mulan, fiction in Chinese. No one said they'd be reading Stephen King, let alone that they wouldn't read anything, as they'd rather spend their break reacquainting themselves with their families. A mere 8 years ago, CEOs were allowed to be honest about their reading matter. When asked by the FT, they variously mentioned the new Nick Hornby, or the new John Grisham, or a book about Formula One. The head of BHP admitted he'd be trying The Brothers Karamazov for the umpteenth time. Every year he tried, and every year he failed to get through it. Back then, only Sir Martin Sorrell had the foresight to interpret the question as not being about his actual reading, but as an invitation to embellish his personal brand. Only he screwed it up. He mentioned books about medieval history, business, and then named The Last Tycoons by William Cohen. Unfortunately, the same book had won the FT's Book Prize the previous year, and Sir Martin, who was on the judging panel, ought to have read it already. I just had lunch with a CEO who I know well enough to trust him to tell me the truth. "What are you reading on holiday?" I asked him. He looked at me blankly. "I have no idea," he said. He wasn't going away until mid-August, and so had better things to think about until then, like running his company.